Good morning. A clear and chilly start again today across interior New York and New England. Perhaps not quite as chilly as yesterday at this time, but many locations are in the upper 30s and lower 40s to start this Friday. We'll have a good amount of sunshine the first half of the day before some clouds start to fill in with a weak upper-level disturbance passing by. This disturbance could touch off one or two isolated showers that may pass through quickly across parts of the area by mid to late afternoon. But the overwhelming majority of the time will be dry, and with a good amount of sun otherwise, temperatures should have no problem reaching into the upper 60s, with a few spots even touching the 70-degree mark. Skies will be partly cloudy tonight, with lows back into the lower to middle 40s. In fact, the weekend will have the same type of setup with weak impulses riding through the jet stream flow from roughly west to east across the upper part of the United States. We'll see a mix of sun and clouds for both Saturday and Sunday. And as these weak disturbances pass through, just the chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm both days, but mainly dry over the weekend, and highs will be close to 70. In fact, another weak impulse will pass by on Monday with the chance of an isolated shower, otherwise partly sunny skies and highs in the lower 70s. A weak cold front will graze through the area on Tuesday with a mix of sun and clouds, but it should stay dry and in the lower 70s. Behind this front, mostly sunny, back into the upper 60s on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a stalled front will be the focus for showers and thunderstorms today and tomorrow from parts of the Central Rockies to the Central Plains and Midwest. The best chance for organized, locally heavy rainfall will be across parts of the Central Plains into the mid-Mississippi Valley over the weekend. Locally strong to severe thunderstorms are also possible across parts of the plains. Return flow out of the Gulf of Mexico will increase rain and storm chances across the southern plains over the weekend as well. Elsewhere, a cold front will keep rain chances in the forecast for parts of southern and eastern Florida. Temperatures east of the continental divide will remain near or below normal underneath a cool high-pressure system. Meanwhile, well above normal temperatures will continue across the west, with readings in the upper 80s to 90s across the Great Basin, and near 100 in parts of the desert southwest. At Mount Washington this morning, 90 miles visibility with partly cloudy skies and 32 degrees, with a northwest wind at 44 gusting to 56 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly sunny and 0 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly sunny skies and 39 degrees, the dew point 37, 93% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.22 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 111 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 17 at Peter Sinks, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-70s, Boston, a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 70s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny, with highs in the mid-60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 66 degrees, the low 33. The average temperature, 50, that's 9 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 1.57 inches for the month, which is 21 hundredths of an inch above normal, and 10.91 inches for the year, which is 1.53 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 71 degrees, the average low, 48. The record high, 93, set in 1900, and the record low, 30, in 1996. Sunrise this morning was at 5:33 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:10 p.m., 14 hours and 37 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds with the outside chance of a passing shower today and highs in the upper 60s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, Also, for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds with the outside chance of a passing shower today, and highs in the lower 70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid-40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds with just the outside chance of a passing shower today, and highs in the upper 60s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds with the slight risk of a passing shower today, and highs in the upper 60s. Mostly clear tonight, with lows in the lower 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with just the outside chance of a passing shower and highs in the upper 60s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, an isolated shower, perhaps a rumble of thunder near 70. A mix of sun and clouds with an isolated shower on Sunday, again a passing thunderstorm possible in spots near 70. Partly sunny on Monday, still the risk of a shower or storm, lower 70s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 70s on Tuesday. Mostly sunny, back to the upper 60s on Wednesday. And sunshine giving way to increasing clouds in the lower 70s on Thursday. Stay safe and have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.